It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
On Tuesday, USDA released their February crop production supply and demand estimates. We talked about how the report was a non-event and basically neutral to friendly for the wheat and for the corn market. Today, we'll cover what the numbers said for soybeans. We'll do that after this break.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
Well, like corn, USDA's February crop production supply and demand estimate didn't bring a lot of new news to the U.S. numbers as far as soybeans were concerned. USDA came in and left all numbers unchanged for the 2023 calendar year and left all numbers for the 2024 calendar year unchanged. The only change we did see was that the national average price for soybeans dropped 10 cents to $10.10. Now, we did see a little bit more or higher stocks than anticipated. They left it unchanged at 380 million bushels, which was 4 million bushels above expectations, but that was due to the fact that USDA made no changes to the numbers, as most were looking for a crush to be increased by a little bit. As far as the world numbers were concerned, though, they were actually pretty friendly. When you look at the world estimates, world stocks were put at 124.3 million metric ton. That was down 3.9 million metric ton from expectations, 4.1 million metric ton from last month. So we did see a shrinking of the world crop. And a lot of that was due to Argentina's production dropping by 3 million metric ton. And we did see crush increased in Brazil by 1 million metric ton, which followed through to lower their stock. So we did see a little bit of extra demand in South America, but then a little lower production for Argentina. Overall, you have to say this report also was neutral to friendly to the soybeans. So in all the February numbers turned out to be neutral to friendly for the grains, but the market has got other things that it's looking at. It continues to watch the weather in South America. And of course, now we still have the tariff concerns that are impacting the market.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.